Mornington Crescent. Only a game. Or is it? Every year, the BBC Sports and Parlour Games Department gets one question asked again and again, more times than any other. The question? Why, oh why, do you not broadcast the definitive rules of Mornington Crescent? For reasons too complex to go into here, these pleas have always been ignored. That is, until now. So why the change of heart? Well, because this summer, for the first time in living memory, the people of UK Great Britain have been gripped by what can only be called Mornington Crescent fever, or Mornington Crescent mania, or frenzy. But whatever you call it, the nation has been gripped by it, and with very good reason.
Great Portland Street.
It's been called the most exciting game of Mornington Crescent ever played.
Sloane Square.
The climax of the 2005 series against Australia.
Covingham.
Good on you, mate!
5 days of mounting tension had the entire nation on the edge of its seats as the fortunes of the game went first this way and then that.
Queensway.
At times, the Australian tourists seemed to gain the upper hand, only for the home side to rally and dig deep to resist the shattering onslaught.
Elephant and Castle, Marble Arch.
On the fourth day, rain threatened to disrupt play, but luckily the contest was taking place indoors. This time, nobody was going to get wet.